USA Radio News.
Police in France have killed a terrorist responsible for the deadly Christmas market shooting. The suspect had been on the terrorist watch list since 2015. During a White House photo op with some newly elected governors, President Trump updates us on his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones.
President Trump also distanced himself from his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The CDC is again warning folks, please do not eat romaine lettuce if you don't know where it came from. The romaine lettuce responsible for the most recent E. coli outbreak was from northern and central California. Romaine lettuce grown in Arizona and southern California and Florida and Mexico is safe to eat. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether President Trump's inaugural committee misspent some of the $107 million in donations it took. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A federal agency is taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense.
The Senate passed a resolution to withdraw U.S. support for the Saudi-led coalition at war in Yemen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump says his 46% approval rating is due to the fact that the media, in most cases, only reports the negative things about him. He talks in depth about this on Fox News.
I think it's amazing because I only get bad news. I only get bad stories. You look at the paper, it's all nonsense. It's campaign contributions that, if it were even a campaign contribution, is totally legal. You look at stories one after another, they're all legal. The great lawyers that do that stuff are saying, there's nothing illegal. I get such bad news. So when you tell me I'm at 48, like Rasmussen, I was at 50 in Rasmussen, when you tell me I'm at 50%, I say, how can I possibly be at 50%? When I open up China, like I'm doing right now, nobody reports it. Now, the Wall Street Journal...
Well, we're talking about it.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, I'm here and we're talking about it. But, no, it's on the front page now of the Wall Street Journal, because there's never, nobody's ever seen anything like this. But it won't be a big story on NBC or ABC or CBS, and CNN won't even cover it. You know, that's total fake news. What?
The Senate voted 50-49 to approve a bill that would force politically active nonprofits to disclose their donors. Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen of Delaware says dark money plays a huge role in politics, and it's not always a good role.
The American people have a right to know if the candidates they choose to represent them are supported by foreign groups and shady special interests.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim.